Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. An update today on Kentucky 4-H. In a nutshell, says Keith Rogers, executive director of the Kentucky 4-H Foundation, participation is booming again.
We are up over 250,000 4-H members in the state of Kentucky. That is over 33% of the kids of the eligibility age of 9 to 19 involved. And we have been consistently in that 240 to 255 range for the last several years. And so, but we had a little bump, I think, this year. Final numbers are just about in, but from what we're seeing, it's up. And so we've seen strong participation across the state.
On the national level, some 6 million young people are active in 4-H clubs, camps, after-school, and school enrichment programs in every county in the country. A local first point of contact would be the county extension office.
We have 144 4-H agent positions across the state, so some counties have multiple 4-H agents, most have at least one. So the program is on the local level, and that's where a parent or a child who wants to be involved or wants to check out what's available in 4-H can go to get that program.
Rogers says for youngsters, the organization can develop citizenship, leadership, and life skills, mostly through some good old-fashioned fun activities with a little structure. More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Pernell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Pernell's old folks' country sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and season it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Pernell's old folks' country sausage. It's good.
4-H activities available in a location are directly reflective of local interests. Put simply, the direction is molded by those who participate.
4-H is driven at the local level, mainly by the 4-H agent or agents in the county, along with the county 4-H council, who sets the priorities for that county. Of course, there's a lot of opportunities in 4-H, a lot of programs. In fact, we manage over 60 programs financially through the foundation at the state level, and so there's more than that available at the county level. So the county sets the priorities, what's of interest. You know, you may have a horse club in one county and not in another.
From raising rabbits to curing country hams, from building a working electrical circuit to 4-H summer camp, the possibilities are endless. Involve your kids or serve as a volunteer mentor.
Volunteer leaders are a key in 4-H. We have over 17,000 volunteer leaders in the state of Kentucky. And so they're a key to delivering the program on that local level.
With a little help from some friends, 4-H continues to grow. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.